From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All righty. Welcome back into ABQ Connect Daily at 1 o'clock. And listen, if you're part of a nonprofit organization you think it would benefit use the megaphone provided by KLYT, we'd love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email, studio@klyt.fm. Hey, before we jump in with our first guest, do want to remind you the Eschatology class, a free course through the month of May, continues this Thursday night at Calvary Church on Osuna, just west of Jefferson. It's a study of the last things. Again, it's a free course, started at the beginning of May, Thursdays, and it'll run through the month. Still a couple to make, this Thursday night at 6:30. And listen, our understanding of the end times, it really does impact how we live our lives and what we can expect in the future. So attend those last couple Thursdays if you can. The details are at calvarynm.church. It's been a well-attended course. We hope to have you be part of it. It's our monthly catch-up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. In studio with us, Mary Gray Purdue. And Mary, you brought a guest with you, Molly Bohannon, an intern.
Yes, delighted to have Molly. She's with us for a few weeks and then off to our corporate headquarters and then on to El Salvador.
Well, thanks, Molly, for joining us and thanks for the work you're helping out there with Johnny and Friends.
Of course.
Yeah, well, looking forward to getting through today's conversation. And, there's some upcoming retreats going on, but there was one in particular, Mary, you wanted to focus on the Warrior Getaway, so important in our community.
Yes, it is near and dear to all of our hearts, helping to help veterans or warriors, as we call them, through a week-long getaway where they have battle buddies and they bring their families. Super important, because a lot of times families are a little bit left out from that recovery process. Yeah. And really, it's ongoing. We've had couples that have come after being married for 40 years and just not realizing some of the effects of post-battle. And finding a way back to each other a little bit deeper, going through this Warrior Getaway. It's also a lot of fun for them, and we do some really good work.
Now, remind me, I should have asked you maybe before we came on the air, is this limited to military, or does it include first responders?
It can include first responders, absolutely.
Okay. So if you or someone you know would like to find out more about that, the website, by the way, is real easy to find. Just go to johnnyandfriends.org. Now, Johnny is spelled J-O-N-I, and you have to spell out and. So johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And actually, you can call them, too, here locally, 505-835-5263. Or email newmexico@johnnyandfriends.org. And Mary, what's the date now for this next Warrior Getaway? It's an annual event in the mountains of, I guess, what is it? Is it southern or southeastern New Mexico, down near Rodoso?
Excellent question. If that's where that is, yes.
Yes.
it is at Lone Tree.
I've been down near Capitan, I think it's closest to. Yes. Yeah, Lone Tree. A lot of the church is familiar with, because the kids, a lot of them do reach, and it is a beautiful area and a great place for respite and for gathering with the warriors each year. But I love, too, how the families are included, because the healing goes much past the individual that was part of battle.
Exactly. And those dates are July 2nd through July 6th. We actually typically have nine. Last year we had nine warriors. The most we've ever had is 11 warriors. This year we have 33 warriors who have signed up and really maxed out. We actually have three more warriors and their families on our waiting list. Okay. And obviously it's a felt need. More and more people are hearing about it and the great work that's done through this. And of course, I have a special place in my heart for these warriors and veterans, because my brother was a Vietnam veteran. And we now know that every 65 minutes, a warrior commits suicide. So they leave hope and feel like there's no way out. And that is heartbreaking to me. And indeed, my brother Billy, at age 49, lost hope and became one of those statistics. And it devastated the family. We knew that something was wrong. We didn't understand PTSD. Yeah, we do. But unfortunately, there was no way he thought he could turn. And that's devastating to think that he didn't know the love of the Lord. He didn't know that there's always hope in turning to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we just don't want to see one more.
Right.
Not one more.
Well, we appreciate you sharing the personal story. And I appreciate the work you're doing to reach those heroes today. And I love that you go right to that word hope. And as Christians, we understand that's not a whimsical thing. It's a confident expectation in Jesus Christ as Savior and a healer. That's the opportunity that these heroes have with their families at the event. You said July 2nd through the 6th.
Correct.
Now, the families do not pay out of their own pocket to attend these. And you can imagine, you know, it's one thing to have nine and their families. But to have, you know, what'd you say, over 30, the need is great to cover that compensation for the camp that hosts the event. Johnny and Friends New Mexico hosting, but being the venue, it's free to the heroes. But there is a need there, and we want to make that very clear. If maybe you're a business owner that's looking for that place to donate to be generous towards, we would encourage you to pray about that and if possible, not to hesitate because you know July is going to be here soon enough. And I'm going to give that contact information again. Here you go. The website is Johnny and Friends, Johnny, J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. The phone number is 505-835-5263. Like I said, a generous gift may cover all of it or a portion of it or whatever you can give. And at very least, reach out to Johnny and Friends either with that gift, your words of encouragement, but for sure your prayers as the Warriors prepare for that. The other thing you need is volunteers. It takes a village.
It sure does. And we are looking for at least three what we call short-term missionaries or STMs to come alongside and help with some of the kids.
Okay. And a reminder about the short-term missionary things that, you know, anytime I've been involved with something like that, you go out of your way, I'm going to go bless these people. And you find yourself being blessed by the experience. And from what I've heard from various people who've attended these warrior retreats, it is it's a life-changing event for really everyone that's participating.
Yeah, that's correct. People, we do some training so that they go in equipped as volunteers. And as you said, they come away changed because their heart has been blessed. And they're going into it thinking that they are there to give back and bless somebody. And you know how the Lord works.
Yeah.
And they walk away thinking, I will come back to this every year if I can.
Mary, are you going to be able to be in attendance at this one?
Yes, I wouldn't miss it.
Oh, okay. Now, and you haven't been to Capitan?
No.
Oh, I'm a little jealous.
I'm actually going this weekend because we are doing a church training with a network of churches in Ruidoso.
Okay.
So I'll be in town to check it out, and I'll, of course, go over to Lone Tree.
Oh, yeah. It's the Wild West out there, but it's a little, it's at altitude, so it's real pretty. Molly, have you been able to make it to Lone Tree?
I have not.
Yeah. I don't know your timing for when you go to California. Are you going to be here for this event or?
Unfortunately, no.
No. Okay.
Well, not this year.
Yeah, not this year. But you're missing out this year. Hopefully another time you can go and be a part of that.
Yes.
Mary, I also want to make sure before we put a bow on our conversation today about the Warrior Getaway and the work that Johnny and Friends is doing here locally. Is there any other things coming up that we want to take note of and kind of tickle the ear of the KLYT listener?
Yes, and thank you for asking that. We also have a family retreat that is the week before Warrior Getaway.
Okay.
And we are still in need of five STMs or short-term missionaries to come and volunteer for that. Same type of scenario. They'll come a day early. They'll get trained by our team, and then they will spend the week with the the kids and the family members of families that are living with and affected by disability.
Okay, so a total of 8 volunteers. But Mary, can we get someone to do both?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay. Well, hopefully, yeah, hopefully we've got someone listening that's like, I want to spend the summer in Capitan. It's beautiful down there. I mean, that's the home of Smokey Bear. Come on.
Okay. So I knew learned something new again today.
Yeah. Well, that's what I tell my staff if they're here, you know, if they're clocked in daily, they're going to learn something new.
Yeah,
you know, those little known facts. But yeah, it is a beautiful part of New Mexico. And we so much appreciate Johnny and Friends, of course, founded by Johnny Erickson Tata and the work she's been doing for decades. We'd ask our listening audience to continue to pray for Johnny. She's had health issues over the last several years.
Yeah, and we appreciate those prayers. And so does Johnny. You know, if you've ever seen her in person or heard her on radio or some of her incredible videos on YouTube, you know her heart to serve the Lord and to help others. And she does it all with suffering through her pain. So she is amazing.
All right. Well, Mary, Molly, thank you both for coming in with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. The website, again, is Johnny with an I, J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. You'll see the contact information you need there. You'll actually be able to find information about the getaways as well. But whether you need to connect with them to be a volunteer, to sponsor, we still need those sponsors. It's going to be a large warrior getaway this year, and your help is needed. So we appreciate you praying about that and taking action to bless those who've really stood between us and those that would do us harm. So greatly appreciated what they've done, and we'll thank God in advance for what you're going to do to support that. But Mary, Molly, thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much, Steve. So appreciate you and the opportunity here.
All right. Hey, stick around. Coming up a little bit later, we've got some great information for you for the final portion of today's show. But the next segment, Luis Hernandez is going to join us with New Mexico Donor Services. More on that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect.